praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this evening. We do give you all a very warm welcome in their service tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you wherever you're tuned in from, whether it's here local in Northern Ireland or the South, or Germany, Canada, Australia, America, Pakistan, anywhere around the world. May the Lord bless you. May you be encouraged this evening. And as I have been up here this evening, this past while waiting on the Lord and preparing for tonight, I have read some wonderful, interesting things which I believe will encourage people tonight. And then I was reminded of a sermon I preached many years ago in Africa, and I might mention some things from that tonight. I received the inspiration for it from Jetco Jr. I had the privilege to meet him. He came here to Northern Ireland and he preached in Scarva some years ago. He's went on now to be with the Lord, but he preached here, and I had the privilege to meet Jetco Jr., and it was a real blessing. I want to read you tonight from Mark chapter 11. And Mark chapter 11, if you were to go back in the chapter from verse 12, you read of Jesus cursing the fig tree. And when he passed by, the fig tree had no fruit on it, and he cursed it. Then we know that the next day that they marveled, well, that tree was already dead and withered away. We want to pick up a reading tonight at verse 22 of Mark 11. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now many Bible students believe that the original Greek dialogue doesn't say have faith in God, but they say the original says have the faith of God. So not just have faith in God, but have the faith of God. Now, when you think about having the faith of God, Hebrews tells us that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And we know that God in the beginning spoke into being those things that are not, and they became. And then Paul the Apostle in the New Testament tells us that we are to speak those things into being that are not as though they were. But here we're to have the faith of God, or the faith in God. Now there's two different things. One of these is a word to the believer. Then you could look at it to the unsaved. First of all, for a man that's not saved, he must have faith in God and what God done for him. And what God done for man and women was John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And verse 17 of John 3 says, for God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God does not hate the sinner. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. But as sinners, we must come to a place of faith in God, where we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we call upon the name of the Lord, and we're saved. But then we want to look at tonight, having faith. Faith that takes. I want to look at that tonight, specifically, mainly for those that are saved. Maybe you're going through a terrible time. Maybe you feel like God has lost your number and that the Lord doesn't hear you. But I want to encourage you tonight, and I want you to know that the Lord heard you the first time you prayed. Verse 23, for verily, verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Let us bow just for a moment while we ask for the Lord's help. Father in heaven, we bow before you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus. We bless you for the precious blood of the Lamb. Father, I pray you'll touch each and every one tuned in tonight. May you encourage those that saved, that you will answer their prayers in Jesus' name. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank you that you do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, I want to just go back on myself for one moment till chapter 9 of Mark, verse 23. And you know, this is a story for they brought a son, someone's son to Jesus, which was had a dumb spirit. And you know, when they brought the one to Jesus, which had a dumb spirit, and verse 18 of Mark 9, and whithersoever he taketh him, he turneth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I speak to thy disciples, and they could not cast him out. And you know the story. And then Jesus, in verse 19, and he answereth him, saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring them unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground, wallowed and foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came upon him? And he saith, of a child. And oft times it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So they asked the question, what are you going, what can you do? This is a good question. Verse 23, Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I tell you tonight, it's still the same. Jesus as a physical man is no longer with us. But remember that 2,000 years ago, he sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the Comforter's with us. He's here. He's with us tonight to continue the work that Jesus began. And you know Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 23, Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with a loud tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Praise God. So we see the Lord Jesus was able to do it, even when the disciples failed. I believe we've come through many generations, and many times man will follow man, but it is Jesus Christ we must follow. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that we must follow. It is the Lord Jesus Christ we must look to. And here we see the faith that takes. Praise God. Whatsoever ye desire when you pray, believe it, and you shall have it. Now before I go into this little short message tonight, and I won't hold you long, I want to tell you a tremendous story. What I just read a moment ago. I read of a couple, and they booked in to the famous hotel room. And there in the hotel lobby, young girl what was banging on the keyboards of a piano, but she wasn't really able to play it. She was just making a racket and making a lot of noise. So they called for the one in charge of the hotel room, and they complained of this young girl was disturbing them and making a lot of noise. The man said, but you know, her father is a very fine guest in my hotel, one of my best guests. He is away on business, but he'll be back tomorrow. Perhaps you could take the issue up with her father. The next day, again, the young girl was on the piano, and her father came into the hotel room, and they watched him, and he came up to the young girl, and he put his hands on the young girl's hands, and the most beautiful and tremendous music began to come out of the piano, because her father was a master player on the piano. The young girl could not play a note, but when her father's hands was placed upon her hands, that piano began to play like they never heard it playing before, the most wonderful music. And I want to tell you this evening, I don't care what you're going through or how difficult it seems, but 1 Peter 1 verse 7 says, the trial of our faith being precious. And we go through trials in our faith, but they're precious to us. Just remember that we need to let the Lord Jesus take our hands and take control of every situation. I heard a tremendous... the story of by the late preacher Reverend William Mullen many years ago, and I have William Mullen's life story, a book called The Tramp for God, and it's a wonderful testimony of God's saving grace. As a young man, I was saved in 1984 after a mission at Mullaphornick and Gospel Hall. I received Christ as my Savior in the front of a car, a yellow Mercedes car, outside my grandparents, just outside Dromore. And as a young man of 15 years old, I worked for another man from Dromore. He was a monk man, and I used to go with him in the mornings to deliver people's milk on the doorsteps. And he used to tell me of William Mullen. And as I grew and began to read of men of God, I read of William Mullen's life story. And William Mullen told this wonderful story in his testimony. And if you've heard William Mullen's testimony, if you've never heard it, you should look into it and hear his testimony. But William Mullen was involved in a gang, and they carried knives and guns. They did robberies, armed robberies, and all sorts of things. But William Mullen used to carry a cutthroat razor under the lapel of his coat, the collar of his jacket. And when he got saved, he was going back, and he was wondering, how will he explain to his friends that he's got saved, and what's he going to do, and what will happen if they say anything about the Lord? And he thought, you know, if they say one thing against my Lord and Savior, I'll pull this knife out and I'll cut their throats. And he said just then that he heard an aeroplane go over him. And he began to watch it, and it drew his attention. And as he looked at the aeroplane going over, it was a training aeroplane, where you took a young pilot up to train him how to fly. And in that airplane, you had two sets of controls. You had the controls of the master pilot, controls. And as William Mullen looked up in the airplane, and he understood that if the young pilot were to get out of control, that the master pilot had a lever that could switch off the trainee's controls, and the master pilot would take over and fly the plane. And God spoke to William Mullen, and he said, "Switch off your controls, Willie, and I'll put mine on, and I'll take over." And I want to tell you this evening, you will never be able to do it on your own. On your struggling and wrestling and throwing won't ever do it. But it is genuine faith in a genuine God and a finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross what you can believe and rest upon it, and God will do it. Whatsoever things ye desire. Praise God. Now, a lot of these things I haven't planned. I have a load of notes, but I haven't got to any of them yet. And I just want to tell you some things from my heart this evening. I feel really led tonight that someone's watching me. And you're going through a terrible time of affliction. And you think the Lord doesn't hear you. And the Lord hasn't answered you. But I have come on this evening to assure you that as I've been waiting upon the Lord, that the Lord hears you and the Lord will answer you. And regardless to what will come or go, that God loves you and he will take care of you. And you need to trust completely and solely upon the lovely Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Let me tell you this reality which took place many years ago, and from this I preached a sermon in America, and also another brother had this phrase before me: faith that will take a licking and keep on ticking. Now that's an American expression for something that can take a real beating and keep on going. You know, one of the greatest watches in the world is a Timex watch. Now, I'm no expert in watches. I do love watches. You know, I love watches. I have several watches. I can't afford a really dear watch, but I do love watches. I don't know what it is about watches, but I always have liked a nice watch. I have a good friend from Australia, a young brother, Michael, in Brother Freeborn's church, gave me a lovely watch, and I don't even wear it, I just like it. And I'm afraid to anything to happen to it, and I keep it really good. But you know, the story is of the Timex watch, that they tested the Timex watch. And they say that they took a Timex watch up in an aeroplane, and they dropped it out of the aeroplane, and it fell thousands of feet, and it hit the ground, and they lifted it up to their ear, and they listened carefully, and it was still ticking. Then they say they took it, and they dropped it over the side of a boat in the ocean, and it sank very deep into the ocean, and they sent over a diver, and he went down in the ocean and he brought up the watch, and as he put the watch up, it was still ticking. Then they say they took the watch to a resort for the army vehicles, very heavy army trucks and army vehicles, and they got the army truck and it drove over the top of the Timex watch and squashed it into the mud and into the gutters. And then they lifted it out of the gutters and brushed it off and held it. And it was still ticking. Faith that will take a licking and keep on ticking. My friend, this evening, that watch was thrown out of a plane. It was dropped to the bottom of an ocean. It was ran over by an army truck, and it through tonight. Jesus Christ is still with you. Jesus Christ still hears you. And faith that will tick a licking can keep on ticking. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe for it. This is a faith is a title deed. A title deed. Faith is the evidence or the title deed to the things not seen. Hebrews 1:11, verse 1 tells us, now faith is a substance of things not hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The realization of a confidence. That's faith. In Jeremiah, the title deed is repeatedly spoken of as the evidence. Deeds to the property proves you own the property. Even if you've never seen the property, if somebody leaves you in their will, deeds to their property, even if you've never seen the property, even if you've never walked on the property, the deeds of the property that's been left to you are proof that you own the property. And God has given us his word. And this is a deed here tonight. And we heard this morning how Jesus Christ was the preferred son. And Jesus Christ was the preferred son so that he could bring many sons to glory. So that we, by adoption, could become the children of God. We could be the children of God. And we are heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we have a right tonight because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus commands us to believe. And we receive the things we pray for. At the time we pray without waiting to see or feel, we don't go on feeling or waiting, but we believe it. Just like the title deed. If you have the title deed in your hand, you own it. Even if you have never seen it, you own it. Even if you have never walked upon it or handled it, it is yours. Because you have the title deed within your hand. And 2,000 years ago on the cross, Jesus Christ, the preferred son, suffered and died for us on Calvary. So that we can have this title deed to the eternal life and have faith in God. On this condition promise, ye shall have them. Healing, salvation, revelation, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you ask for, whatever you have need of. Hebrews 1 verse 1, thy faith is the assurance. The title deed, the affirmation of things hoped for. Divinely guaranteed. The evidence of things not seen. The conviction of the reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses and the 6 senses of the body, but none of them is faith. Or the 5 senses, sorry. The 6th sense is faith. You don't feel faith, see faith, watch faith, taste faith, hear faith. It's a 6th sense faith. If a millionaire leaves his wealth to you and in his will, the moment he dies, you're rich. You're rich even if you don't have the money right in your hand. You're rich because it's been willed to you. It's been left to you. You have the title deed, faith. Doesn't the Bible say we're justified by faith? Justified by faith. Romans 3:23. Justified by faith. Romans 3, shall be saved. Now you can't be saved until you ask to get saved. You must, your confession precedes your possession. And so is it with faith. Whatever you need of, your confession precedes your possession. You need to have a confession of faith that you are healed, that you are saved. You need to say it. You need to believe it, and you need to act upon it, because the Word of God says so. That means declared righteous. Faith, justified by faith, declared righteous. Everyone in our Lord's will, that His New Testament has left to us, faith as a title deed. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He were rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. It was through His poverty that we become rich. Now, to make the will effective, there had to be the death of the testator. Now, let's read this for a moment, and I won't hold you long this evening. Hebrews 9, verse 16, and I love the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 16. For there is a testament. There must also be of necessity the death of a testator. For the testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise it's of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every priest after all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and goats with water and scarlet and wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things by the law are purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figure of truth, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us, Jesus Christ entered heaven. He plundered hell that he might populate heaven. Hebrews 10 and verse 35 tells us this: cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Verse 36, for ye have need of patience, and after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise of God. Cast not away your confidence. God wants you and me to have absolute confidence in His word. We have the title deed by faith. Now I'm closing. I'm not going to prolong it. I want to close in a moment. But God's word is so true. Many people say to me, but brother, how can I know the will of God? God's word is God's will. God's word is God's will. Now think of this for a moment. Just think of this carefully. Testament. Testament is an old English word for will. So we know that we're not under the Old Testament. We don't sacrifice turtle doves or pigeons or bullocks or lambs. But we are under the supreme sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We're under the New Testament. So that means the new will. So when we come up to the new will, the new will says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. That's what the will says. If you want to know the will, you have to read the will. We've got the title deed. We have the will of God before us here on these pages. This is God's will for you and God's will for me. The will says in Mark 16, lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. That's what the will of God says. The will of God says in the book of James, call the elders of the church and anoint with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise them up again. That's in the will. Faith takes tonight. Faith takes. So I come to close this evening. I want to tell you that faith takes. Faith is an element. It's a sense. It's a sixth It's a one sense, the human soul is two senses, part of a man. Five senses controls the human body. See, taste, feel, smell, hear. Then the inward man has two senses, that's faith and unbelief. So there's five senses that control the human body. Then there's two senses of the inward man, that's faith and unbelief. One of them governs. We come to the place. Seriously, now listen to me. If we're not playing the borderline too close, borderline Christians, real, true Christians must believe. Do you believe there is this tonight? Don't be a borderline believer. Be a real believer. Don't be half in and half out. Put all your trust in God, not part of it. You know, when you think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those three Hebrew children, there was a golden image was made to the holy man. They said it was an image of Daniel the prophet. And those three Hebrew children were told that at the music playing, they had to bow down and worship the image of Daniel the prophet, the golden image. But they would not bow even to the holy man. They would only bow to God. To no other would they pay their allegiance, only to God. And you know, the king was wroth, and the furnace was turned up seven times more than it wanted to be heated. And the soldiers were ordered to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And the king asked, "Can your God deliver you?" And he said, "O king, we believe our God can deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we will not bow." And that's where we want to come till Job could say, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And we must come to that place. If God heals us, we believe. If it doesn't seem we're healed, we still believe. We're not going by what we see or hear or taste or smell. But faith believes God can do it. Faith believes. Are you believing tonight? Maybe you've received bad news. The doctor's told you there's no hope for you. There's always hope with Jesus. What about this life? This old body is just an old coat that's thrown off. And we have a new coat waiting. But while we're in this old pest house, we can trust God to heal us and keep us and deliver us and take us on and keep us keeping on. Faith that'll take a licking and keep on ticking. Faith that takes. Are you a child of God tonight? Know your rights. Know your rights that were bought and purchased for you by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus Christ paid for your salvation. He paid for your emancipation, proclamation on the cross. Let us bow our heads this evening as we come and pray tonight. If you need a touch from the Lord, I'm going to pray for you. And if you're not saved, I believe absolutely salvation is the most important thing. You could be healed and fall sick next week, but once a man is truly saved and born again, he's saved for all time and all eternity, sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. God bless you this evening. Father in heaven, we bow before you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask you if there's any listening in tonight that's not saved or backslidden. May the Spirit of the Lord move them and draw them and deliver them in Jesus' precious name. Father, I'm asking you tonight for those that need a physical touch in their body. Lord Jesus, heal that man. Heal that woman. Heal that boy. Heal that girl. Your word says, "By my stripes ye are healed," or "by my wounds." You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, a chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes, wounds, we are healed. Lord, I pray for all of our children. Cover them with your precious blood and save them, everyone. In Jesus' precious name. Pray for all their nurses and doctors. Keep them safe. Watch over them. In the name of the Lord. Pray for those in authority. Give them wisdom and guidance for the needed. Pray for your own people, Israel. You bless them. In Jesus' precious name. My Father, bless each and every one of us. Keep us. Watch over us. Meet our every need. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. Please tune in again Wednesday night at 7:30. We will be live on Wednesday night at 7:30 for the wee word from heaven. Let me just play this evening. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Come to the Savior. Brother Gary McKinstry singing for us. We appreciate the word and song. Sister Ruth, accompany with us. Wife, Sister Ruth. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be. bless each and everyone that's tuned in. May the Lord bless you.